for listeners who aren't familiar, how would you describe Fritz Lang's Metropolis?
Oh, certainly. If listeners aren't familiar at all with the silent film era, especially German expressionist silent film, sometimes the initial response for us feels like satire. It's a sci-fi film, but the emotional expression, the highs and lows throughout the film are quite exaggerated and extremes. And this is why it is used so often to be reset musically, because it aligns itself with great musical ideas just beautifully.
So apart from the really exaggerated emotions, is there anything else you feel about the film that really lends itself to being musically interpreted by so many different people at this point? It's really pretty amazing.
It is kind of astounding just how many scores exist at this point. I think there's, you know, the topic media, seeing that this idea of the sort of the working man, the industrialization, the cinematography is absolutely beautiful. And the highlights that are offered of, you know, simple things like the machinery involved and that sort of thing, I think that inspires musical sounds. You know, anything that produces sound, especially rhythmic sound like standard industrial machinery, is in some way going to inspire music. I think that is part of it. I still keep coming back to it. I think it's this breadth of human emotion that's explored throughout the film. It's a brilliant work of art in total. So the opportunity to write and explore sort of all edges of music, from the rather martial, again, machine-like, to moments of terror and absolute fear. There are some racier moments of seduction. There are great opportunities for music writing.
So how did you go about introducing the students to this movie, to this film? Were some familiar with it already, or was it a completely new experience for people to see it?
No, in general, it's a rather new experience. I'm actually surprised, to be honest with you, that students at this point hadn't really had much experience at all. We did the initial introduction with the use of the suite score that we're preparing, again, because that also includes some film, and I offered them some synopsis. And then we also did a movie night with the original presentation, the original score of the 1927 film, just a chance for everybody to get to take it in. And the reactions have been kind of entertaining, honestly. Some of them really enjoyed it and understood it. Some of them, again, in through the lens of 2015 and a young generation, it almost appears satirical. It's interesting to hear them with that take, but I can understand it for sure. It's outside of the realm of certainly anything we're used to in modern cinema.
So do you feel like the score becomes its own character at a certain point? Like, how different is it to see the two different scores against the same film?
Oh, it's magnificently different. And actually, so we're now sort of experiencing three, because there's the concerto score that was one version, there's the film score that we're performing that's a different version, and then there's the original. And each one really does take on quite a unique character. There are some moments that I on the contrast to that, that are so shockingly similar. It's always very specific in the scenes of the workers descending, which is one of the opening scenes of the film. It's these very long lines of men sort of marching in time. And, of course, you know, the obvious use of martial music, of march-like music, tends to fall. And it's just multiple composers take on the melody for that. But the structure of the music remains the same. There are other portions later on, some dance scenes from later in the film that each composer has taken a really unique approach to, depending on sort of where they've taken their influence for that music. Some have used very European influence, others more of a Middle Eastern influence. The Tom Miller score that we're performing, he really sort of lies upon very Turkish sounds, a lot of the use of metal, rattling metal, tambourines and drums and that sort of thing. Really interesting colors.
Wow. So tell us a little about the concert-going experience that people can expect then. It's going to be really different than just plopping down for a normal concert and letting it all wash over you. I mean, you really have to be actively engaged in a.
I think so. And, you know, that's a goal we make for every performance with the wind ensemble. The repertoire that we present is always new to an audience. You know, we're trying to hold on to being a strength for the living composers and for modern scores. So it's trying to offer the concert goer a complete opportunity, and that's why we've structured the concert in this way, this chance to see a nice portion of the film, to understand what created and inspired this music, and then to see how three or four other composers have taken that in very unique directions. The other portion of the concert that will actually be fairly similar is its general structure. We're opening, for folks who are fans of symphony orchestras, we open in that very classic fashion of basically an overture and then a concerto. Then following intermission are sort of the larger works, the film score, and then this last piece, Las Vegas. So it should be quite a nice journey. All the music is, in this particular cycle, is quite energetic. It is a little bit louder than we might typically present with the wind ensemble, but it's that high energy music that I think people can really enjoy.
Any other thoughts about just someone walking into this this concert? You know, what they can expect, what they could look forward to, what they'll be really surprised by.
Sure. I think, one of the things I sort of mentioned a little bit already, is I like to promote is this idea that what we're providing that's unique in terms of a performance experience is this living music. We've started using that term quite a bit with this new concerto score, referring to it as a living composition. That history has given us so many fantastic works of art, but they're complete works of art, and you can have the chance to hear them in various concert halls. When it's new music, this could be a first experience. It's a first time that it's ever sounding for the world. And I think that's a pretty incredible and exciting opportunity. In this case, the concerto score is new, as well as Thomas Miller's film score has been adapted, and there are two new movements that he added to it specifically for this Dartmouth performance. To me, that's one of the greatest benefits of attending a performance like we offer with the wind ensemble. And truthfully, that's a goal for every concert. We try and have at least one living composer's work, and in some cases, like this particular concert, all works by all current living young composers, making new headway in this great genre.